on this day, 8th of July, 1921. A farce staged. A curious function was held in Dublin on Tuesday afternoon. The scene was the council chamber of the Department of Agriculture in Merrion Street, and the occasion was the first statutory meeting of the Parliament of Southern Ireland. Before 3 o'clock, a group of about 100 people gathered in Merrion Street and watched the entrance of officials and others. The first man to walk to the assembly was the veteran peer, Lord Cloncurry. The next arrival was the Most Reverend Dr. Gregg, Protestant Archbishop of Dublin. In the next motor was seated the Lord Chief Justice and the Master of the Rolls. A little stir among the cameramen announced the arrival of General Sir Brian Mann. He was followed by the Reverend Dr. Glenn, ex-moderator of the Presbyterian General Assembly. At 3:15, the emergence of the Lord Chief Justice and the Master of the Rolls excited quite a little comment. The senators and four members of the House of Commons and Lord Chief Justice Maloney rose and said, "Members of the House of Commons, I am also charged to remind you that by law, the continuance of this Parliament is not assured unless the oath is taken by one half at least of the total number of members of your House within 14 days from today. On the proposition of the Marquis of Sligo, seconded by Most Reverend Dr. Gregg, Sir Nugent T. Everard was elected Deputy Speaker owing to the absence through illness of the Lord Chancellor." The Senate adjourned until 12 o'clock on 13th July. Clocker reprisals. Excitement has been running high in the Clocker district of Tyrone following the burning of Major Stewart's house at Daisy Hill. On Thursday morning, the houses of two Catholics named Owen McKenna, Ballywallen, and Frank Meenan, Ballymacken, were burnt to the ground. The houses of two Protestants named Alex Todd and Robert Irwin near Ochre were fired into, an attempt being made to burn them being frustrated. Antrim Hurling Championship postponed. The much-discussed and eagerly awaited County Antrim Hurling Championship Donnelly Cup final postponed from 1919 to 20 between Lough Gill, North Antrim champions, and O'Connell's, South Antrim champions, was played at Ballycastle. The North Antrim team achieved an easy and decisive victory by 8-3, 27 points, to 1-1, 4 points. Mr. Frank McCarry was referee. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, there was never any realistic prospect that the Southern Parliament decreed under the 1920 Act would function as intended. Sinn Féin rejected this partition Parliament. This put a question mark over the future of the Council of Ireland, which had been included as a bridge between North and South.